HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
I hear the words you say sometimes. I mean, who talks like that?
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Thursday already. It's 5:45. My name's Sean Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo, ready to go for a glorious day here. And Eric gets the lucky job of standing in the good stuff today. It's just perfect outside. Perfect today. Another great spring training day. Enjoy it. And Eric, I got to apologize to you right away. I've always thought it was wrong. I always thought you were crazy for thinking this is something you should do. I've always been on the other side of this, but I saw yesterday on the news that people in Utah, first cousins, fighting for the right to be married, and they started to break down like the deal. Now, what's the first perception you have of married cousins, Brady? What's going to happen?
Little retard babies.
That's what you're thinking. You're thinking of retarded
really
kids.
Really close eye.
Here's the thing. First cousins share to. I saw this on the news
super
last
strong.
Night. Wrote it down because I thought Eric needs to know this. 12.5% of your DNA is shared with first cousin. It's pretty high. Pretty high. Your odds of having a baby with something wrong with it, 4 to 7%. The odds without that 12.5%, somebody who isn't your cousin, 2 to 4%. It's almost
not
the same.
Not much the difference.
It's almost the same.
Right.
So, Eric, I
Game
apologize.
On.
I think, it's, I think it should
on.
Be something. You've been waving this flag for a few years now.
Oh, stop it.
And I think it's finally something we should say, you know what? We've been wrong. Eric has been on this. Not a lot of risk involved.
I'm with you on that.
Not a lot of risk. There's a 93% chance, at worst, your baby will come out just fine with a first cousin. I like them odds.
Change that law.
Change it today. How many Erics out there will come out of the woodwork? I mean, he's been brave enough. He's been brave enough to do this for years.
You're a pioneer.
You're like the Paul Lind of your day. I mean, the first gay guy on television that really didn't care.
What was it?
Out of the blue, he's like, I'd bang cousins like crazy.
No.
It shouldn't be against the law. I'm like, wow.
Fetish.
The whole conversation was about cousins that aren't your blood.
Hold on, I'm helping you out here, buddy. I'm helping. Everybody should see Eric today.
Don't go R. Kelly on us.
Sorry about that. Next thing you know, you'll say, I don't know what you're going to say next, but I'm proud of you, Eric. This has been a big, you've been out on the forefront of this whole cousin thing. So
there's this new show called The Umbrella Academy on Netflix.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah, and it's pretty cool. But one of the parts of the show is that they're all adopted, right?
Oh, boy.
Well, so you got the brother and sister are in love.
Hooking up.
Oh, boy.
But they're all adopted, so they're not blood related. So.
Oh, they're like, that doesn't count.
Yeah.
That doesn't count. Orphans and half or stepbrothers.
But you grew up with each other as
that's
brother,
weird,
sister,
but there's no blood problem. No,
yeah, I had a guy in high school. His mom married his girlfriend's dad. And they still dated, but they all moved in the same house.
Yeah, there were all four of them together. The girlfriend, they had to, right? Yeah, because they were family now.
We're a family.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. But I mean, before, like when stepbrothers and sisters start hooking up, it's almost sort of hot. I mean, it's a whole porn thing about it, but they never have like my cousin and I hooked up. But now you can, because if it's only a 7% risk at worst, what have we been waiting for? And why is it? Because that's even what a doctor said last night. He said it's not really a huge physical risk to the child or anything like that. It's just more what society thinks of you is the big taboo on it. And I'm like, why? Just started to devil's advocate the whole thing. Why did society frown on it so hard? I mean, when did it started a long time ago, but why did, well, I mean, not that I'm going to go off and do it, but why did society start to say this isn't right?
Because really, it was to protect the throne in a way.
Probably, but that's all they did.
They kept that really close.
Yeah, the people, the powers that be were cousin effing each other like crazy because that had to keep everything together.
Maybe that's what happened and the people hate the royals.
Maybe the thing was that the royals are bunch of creepy weirdos, so let's not. They're cousin effers.
So let's get rid of the term cousin.
There's really no point
to cousin. No cousin shaming.
There's really not a ton of point to a cousin as far as a family member. They're just kind of friends you have to have when you're a kid, and some stay and some go. You keep a few around, just the ones you like, as if you would your friends, like high school. So, Eric, I apologize. We've been beating you down for this stance you've taken
stance I've taken.
You've been committed to this for a long, long time.
Stand strong on the brother-sister thing.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't see the percentage of that. But if it's low, too, you know what? What are we waiting for? 7%. I figured before that doctor said anything, and he even kind of like I think he was on Eric's team. He's like, maybe 7% at worst. And I think maybe that guy wants to, I think maybe he wants to, one of his cousins, because the doctor was kind of like, it's really not that big a deal. I mean, society frowns on it.
If that can, surprised me.
Me too.
Well, it's a movement, John, because the Idaho House nixed a ban on child marriage that would have eliminated what it is. No, they kept
you can marry
the
your
lower,
own kids?
They kept the lower one for
what is it
your
in
own.
Idaho? Oh, you can marry your own kids.
And underage,
that's
12,
not
13.
I need stats on that. Eric, I don't know where you stand on that,
what?
But I don't even want to hear from it. Yeah. Well, that's the...
But if it's your cousin...
Ask European people from that expatriated from their countries to hear about one of their biggest concerns was once they started getting weirdly social, for some reason, the powers that be started to lower the age of consent. Like, they love the idea of 13, 14 being the age. And it was going on in Spain and... It was weird. Like, they were like, what about 12? How about 12? And then there was a movement.
These
people
kids
like, that's
are
fine.
Clearly... Ready to make major decisions.
Right. Idaho still has a low one. Yeah, that cousin number was low. Who knows? But to those of you who have had that, you're right. And these two, like the two they kept interviewing, are in love. Like they kept talking to him and they're like, look, since second grade, I've had this weird crush on him. Like he's the one for me. And when he told me a couple years, you know, later, he'd always had a crush on me as a kid. And then we got to, you know, our dating years. We're like, you know what? Let's just let loose here and say, and we didn't, and they said over and over, we didn't care what our family thought. And surprisingly, they were okay with it. I always thought the only way you could do that is if you didn't know you were cousins and you started to hook up and then found out later through some sort of DNA test or something like, oh my God, we're cousins. That's the acceptable way. Like even still, I'd be like, maybe we shouldn't hook up.
Can you always just use that excuse then?
Yeah, I would. If I was those two, I would say that. But I mean, the evidence is clear that they've been to family functions their whole lives since like second grade. They've known, like you know, the brother and sister that are your aunts and uncles. No, I think that's the big thing too. Is like aunt uncle turns into grandma uncle grandma. It's weird. Yeah, it's it's not good.
Uncles and aunts are thrown out there a lot because whether it's even a close friend, then all of a sudden they throw out uncle for that. You
Who
know,
does?
Like just.
Oh, right. Yeah, but you got to keep an eye on
that's
that.
That's Uncle John.
Yeah, see, I always thought you got to keep an eye on that so you don't screw up the kid not knowing what an uncle is and not knowing what a cousin is.
Not knowing barriers.
Yeah, and then the boundaries get blurred. And they're like, I thought he was my uncle. Oh, no, he's not my uncle. I thought he. Well, so nobody makes sense anymore.
He pretty much is like my uncle.
Yeah, I don't let. Like my friend's kid called me that. Like, Uncle John's here. And I'm like, no, none of that. Don't do that because now I'm that creepy weirdo that hangs around kids and not really related, but I need to be part of the family. I'm not one of those former drug addicts that has to show up and get support from your family. And you guys act like I'm related. I'm not. And that way I can still bang some of their friends and stuff. Because that would be inappropriate as an uncle. It's just a friend that wandered around. It was your choice to have me in the house. You knew I was a free-range chicken. And then Alex Trebek, the news yesterday was just crushing.
Yeah, Lisa was crushed.
Yeah, it's weird because he's such a staple. He's been hosting Jeopardy since 1984. He's been doing this. And yesterday he puts a video out and says, I've got stage 4 pancreatic cancer. And you're like, bye, Alex. I mean, immediately, like, that's it. Yeah. That's the one.
That's
and then
a bad boy.
You know, he's like, I'm going to beat it. I've got a 3-year contract with Jeopardy. I got to finish that. Like, just, you got 30 days. Hang glide. Go look at some stuff. That's when pancreatic cancer at stage 4, once you find out, you got about 30 days before it all starts going
so
in.
Before Easter, he's going to rise again?
He ain't going to make it to summer.
Remember how determined Patrick Swayze was?
Patrick Swayze did pretty good.
Did those interviews. Yeah, he did a whole show.
He pushed pancreatic cancer back and smoking the whole time. He just stopped like, look, what's the worst that can happen? And it was inoperable for Patrick Swayze. He pushed it a little further. Alex is 78 years old. This is not a, and he says, you know, I'll beat it and everything else. And there was a guy in the news last night. If anybody can do it, I think it's him. And I'm like, what leads you to believe that the quizmaster has what it takes to beat the metastasized tumor that is eating his pancreas and no one else can? I think that guy can do it. Well, he's been asking questions he's very inquisitive. I think that's what you need. So last night I'm watching Jeopardy And, like, this is necessary.
Oh, now you're watching
Jeopardy. I love Jeopardy. I watch it all the time. But I didn't think this was necessary. Scrolling on the bottom the entire show, host Alex Trebek has stage 4 pancreatic.
What?
I'm like, come on. Let me enjoy the fun game show.
Ratings grab.
He's going to die. You're watching a dead man walking. Thanks, Channel 3 or whoever's responsible for this.
Farewell tour.
He's dead, you know, the man you're watching. He's dying. You don't need that. That's not the part of the fun show you need. You know, that never happens on, you know, NCIS. Did you know Mark Harmon has herpes? You don't need to know that guy's history of health while you're watching his show. Find out on the news. That's what it's for. Do you know that he banged his cousin and had 3 healthy and 1 unhealthy kids? He's a cousin. 4-7%. I was more surprised that you have a 2-4% chance of having a mistake. Poor choice, child, if you're just a couple of regular, non-related folks. There, you actually overlap the percentage, as you and Ronnie are not cousins. And Eric, and if he were to marry one of his hot cousins, 4% is where yours ends and his starts. It's the same number.
Overlap. Trying
to picture 2-4% chance without being related, 4-7% chance being related.
Oh.
You're going to have a special kit. Those numbers
Who
are
knew?
Nothing.
Only the Royals knew that.
Only Eric and the Royals. Eric and one of the King's men. Like Humpty Dumpty's dudes.
Hey, you're the guy who grew up in West Virginia.
Not grew up in. I moved there for a year and a half.
Yeah, whatever. It still counts.
Indiana. You could have said Indiana.
You're closer to it than anybody.
No, you're Southern Illinois. I'm Indiana. No, we both are in the same boat. No. I'm willing to admit it.
Yeah.
I just never had the pension for it like you have to go out and shout it from the rooftops. Just grab a microphone.
With a boom box in your
hand
in the 80s.
Yeah, it was your say anything.
Did Caliendo give you money to smear me today?
Cousin, I get so lost.
Is that what's happening
sometimes?
Here?
No, but it's very funny. It is funny, though, that I associate you with it, because when I saw it on the news, I'm like, Eric was right.
I don't remember whipping out statistics.
Really not a hell of a lot of, risk to this. So Eric was pretty right on this cousin effing thing. So congratulations. I mean, that's a big one. You can be the poster child for that whole mess.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it would be great. It's better than what's been there, which is just some baby with 9 arms. Now it's you. And the Deliverance banjo kid.
I also love the matter-of-fact headlines now.
Alex Trebek plans to beat pancreatic cancer. The odds aren't in his favor.
Sorry.
That's the headline. Sorry, not going to happen. And he did include, he goes, with your thoughts and your prayers. I'm like, oh, he's asking for them. Well.
And a few daily doubles.
Out? Did you throw out a prayer that you hope pancreatic cancer skirts one dude?
Sweeps him quickly.
Kills all the rest. That's how about praying for the end of pancreatic cancer altogether?
Yeah.
Instead of, hey, God, could you wave your magic wand and just end cancer?
Wait a minute. You prayed to kill him quickly? Is
yeah.
that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, it will. Like that's the one good thing about yeah. pancreatic cancer.
Take him down fast.
God, isn't since it? You're going
no,
to
I'd rather
kill
him go
long
the
and
last
torturous.
It's a torturous
Isn't
nightmare.
Awful.
Yeah, pancreatic
yeah.
cancer is.
Well, yeah, but
it's quick.
If you're gonna choose like a prayer, can you beat it instead of kill
him
quickly?
Swift. Take him swift.
Kill him
with honor,
with justice and speed.
Of all the choices, I mean, you could go long and slow and arduous, but I would pick the beat it. Prayer.
I saw his
with thunderbolt and lightning.
Very very frightening, Galileo. When he did his video too, I felt bad because when he said. This is a tough one, but I plan to beat it. I said, what is bullsh-, Alex?
He says, I plan to fight it, not beat it.
He says he's going to beat it. He's going to fight it.
There are people that have.
It's like 2%.
Yeah, it's not.
And it's
not
never
a lot.
Stage 4.
They've gotten better.
Nobody gets better. Stage 4 pancreatic cancer, the guy might as well have just had a gun. So which one do you want? It's terrible. That's a horrible thing. But if we're talking about prayers as your answer, that's when you know you pretty much are done. Doctors don't say much, so maybe pray. Pray for me. I suppose that's it. When you start throwing miracles as your only hope. But he's 78. That's a tough one. And you just forget that he's always been around. He's whether you watch Jeopardy or not, you flip past it for the last 4 decades. He's been there. Been hanging around Jeopardy for almost 40 solid years. And people forget Hugh Downs hosted. That show's been around for like 70 years. It's been forever. I think it was the late 60s or something when that thing started. And it popped up. And there's Hugh Downs hosting Jeopardy. And then crazy. So Alex Trebek took it over in 84, and that's what he's always done. Alex Trebek never tried more stuff. He hosted a couple things. No, I'm the Jeopardy host. And never got bored with it. He was the same from the beginning to the end. You'd think that would just be a complete drag. Most people, like Captain Kangaroo, started getting mean to the kids. Bozo had to get fired because he pushed kids around. Alex Trebek, always the same, always nice, so Canadian. And just accepted his lot in life like he's doing with this. But it's weird. We're all like, oh, that's too bad. Now who's going to host
Johnny
Jeopardy?
Gilbert's Wayne Brady. Been doing it since 84 as well.
Gilbert, yeah, the announcer. Yeah. It's been the whole same crew. Did you say Wayne Brady?
Yeah.
Quizmaster Wayne Brady. I don't think you want a guy who wants to be funny.
The only reason I saw him on the Publishers Clearinghouse commercial last night, I didn't know he's doing that. I'm like, oh, that's...
Why not?
Are you getting some magazines?
Yeah. You're watching some old man TV.
No, it happened to be on one of the shows.
Heart to Heart. You're watching Heart to Heart again.
Is that true?
No, it was MASH.
Oh, watching some MASH, some old man TV. Yeah. That's gonna pop up. The tub door thing's going to pop up. And Alex Trebek trying to get you to... do a reverse mortgage or some, will stuff.
Right.
But all he's got to go. Yeah. The one he does on the FETV when I'm watching the old Lone Rangers, Alex Trebek pops on and he goes, the three P's of knowing this price, price, and price. And then he goes on, well, Alex, what about me? I'm only 55. You're going to die too someday. So he's kind of been the spokesman for people dying. And now he's one of them. So
if you're diagnosed with something like that,
what do you do?
You keep working.
No, I quit tomorrow. Pancreatic cancer stage 4, I say goodbye.
I know.
I take everything I can that I've got. I go do two. I pick two things that
that's
I want to do.
That's if you can.
He can.
Yeah, he can.
Yeah, I think that'll get you out of your contract.
I pick two things I want to do, and I do them, and then I go guzzle pills. Like right when I'm like, I can't poop. It's in a bag.
I mean, he's been doing Jeopardy for so long, I can't imagine just... He wants to keep on doing it no matter what.
He does. He says 3-year deal, which means he's got a deal till he's 81.
Let this be a lesson to whoever takes over for him.
Yeah.
Art Fleming, the guy who hosted before him, died of pancreatic cancer.
Jeopardy gives you pancreatic cancer. Mm-hmm. But you got to be around it for a long time.
Yeah, true. He did die at 71.
Yeah, I mean, you got him. It's a good run. It's a good run. But yeah, the... pancreatic cancer is not one I want to sit around and go, I think I've got it, and find out. You're not, especially at 78. So Alex is still healthy, got about 35 days before it all started. I watched a dude at my old work years ago tell me, I'm not feeling great. I think I'm going to quit smoking. I'm like, yeah, that's probably a great idea. How long have you been smoking? He goes, 30 years. I'm like, yeah, that's time you maybe stop. He goes, yeah, I just don't feel up to par. So I'm going to go to the doctor and get checked out. Got doctor. I mean, he was up and about. He was up to that day. Bubbly, bouncy, fun. Comes back from the doctor and he's like, yeah, I got stage 4 pancreatic cancer. I'm like, no kidding. Like 10 days later, he's yellow. He stops coming to work. 30 days later, he's in a hospital, but he can't get out. And he was dead within 50-something days of saying, I don't feel so good, to gone. That is a mother of an illness. And so, yeah, Alex is not probably going to do it. But if I get pancreatic cancer right now, I'd be like, I got to find a couple things I really want to do them, and then come back. And just the day the doctor's like, all right, this bag is going to be where your poop goes. And I was like, okay, that's it. Pill. You get like a 7% chance of surviving? No way. Would you ride it out?
Stay working, you mean?
Yeah. Or just like keep working and day to day?
Probably not.
And would you end it or would you just let the thing get you?
Let it get me.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Just secure. I mean, again, you never know how long. You hear stories of people get diagnosed and 2 weeks later gone.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
That's awesome. The only good way you can get that kind of news.
Although you're not supposed to fly because of blood clotting and stuff when you get to that level. So I don't know,
buy an RV.
And you don't really want to go on a roadie.
Buy an RV.
Nope. Yeah, no. Alex
Toledo
Trebek
would die on the road trip.
Well, he's going
one
anyway.
Last road trip.
That's a sad idea anyway, if Alex Trebek throwing a roadie out. But what do you care about your blood clots?
I know.
Hop in a plane and go somewhere.
Risk it, right?
And if it blows up, it blows up. I wasn't doing well anyway.
It kind of sucks for everybody else on the plane.
It does a little bit, but what about the story? It was Alex Trebek. You were on his last flight.
Alex Trebek died next to me on a Southwest flight to Vegas.
Seriously.
I don't know why. See, he thought that was a good idea.
Pancreas blew up right in front of me.
I'm not feeling well. What is cold sweats? Stop doing that. But yeah, that would be the dick that looks at Alexa. What is sleeping too comfortably?
Sorry.
What is not breathing? What is cardiac arrest? What is uncomfortable guy next to you? But yeah, so the doctor's like, you shouldn't fly. The blood clots will get you. I'm goodbye.
Sorry, Duck. Got a lot of miles to use.
Two tickets to Pittsburgh. See ya.
On the wings of love.
I'm flying. You're really taking a risk here with that flying thing. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you think it's worth it? Sitting at home waiting? I think I'm going to go to Fiji for a couple minutes. Bye now. There's no doctors there. Good. What are you doing? What good are you other than to tell me I'm dying all the time?
No, there's a shaman there.
You need doctors. I got just as much shot as you telling me I'm going to die all the time and sucking my blood marrow out every 5 minutes.
The pilot has assured me he's only going 1,000 feet.
Don't care. Pilot, get up to 60, 70. Let's bump that atmosphere.
Let's skip
what do I care? Let's skim it like a rock.
Musk, you got any seats?
What do I care? Yeah, maybe. That would be the fun thing to do. Get in an Elon Musk thing and shoot up. Alex Trebek, first citizen in space. That would be amazing. And why not? He's got those blood clots. That's too risky. Shut up. There's no doctors where you're going. Yeah. What are you giving me for? Well, I'm just telling you that you're going to die. Yeah, thanks. I mean, we can do some treatments. Not interested. I told that guy that I knew, his name was Chuck, and Chuck got it, and they're like, there's really no reason to do treatments. You'll just be sick the whole time until you die. It's like, so just let it go.
Yeah.
It was inoperable, untreatable. I mean, you could treat it, but you're just going to be in hell and probably die anyway. So there you go. Happy morning, everybody. At least you can marry your cousin starting soon if these kids get their way up in Utah.
And now the texts are coming in. John, my bro married a third cousin.
Third cousin? That doesn't even count. That's still frowned upon. Depends on how much.
Is that great-great-grandfather all the way down?
No, that's. Jeez, I don't know where that goes. You got cousins, aunts and uncles' kids and aunts and uncles' kids. I don't know where it even goes. Like your cousin's kids are your second cousin, and then their kids would be the third cousin. Okay. So he's old, or he's young, and the family's old. But either way, you start getting into third cousins, it's hard to even know. But if you do know, there's where the taboo lives. We're third cousins and I still love her. It's a tough thing for me, at least, my brain to wrap around. First cousin, whatever, 7% chance. Got a little sped, baby.
Are we all descendants of Genghis Khan anyway?
Something like that. We're all third cousins, Steve.
There's a little percentage.
That's it. And Josh Rosen jerseys are now being marked down and everything. We'll talk about that in a second. It's 6:07. Give us a wake-up song, 585-9800. A good one, and we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.